Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's go straight to talk about the Tulsi Twins. Mpalelo Zikalala, founder and director of Zikalala Pty Limited. Good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
Good morning to you, and also good morning to your listeners.
The case of the Tulsi Twins has gone on for an incredibly long period. Can you give us some of the background here?
On this one, it was quite a unique case. Let's remember that the law in which they are alleged to have been broken, or let's say they have broken the law because they are now convicted, is a protection of constitutional democracy against terrorist and related activities act, which basically means it's the way in which government is trying to say we are going to nip any terrorist activities in the bud. We don't want them to escalate in any manner. We don't want any South Africans to be part of it. If you are alleged to have participated either actively or inactively in it, and if you have broken any of the treaties that we keep on signing with the international communities, we are going to punish you at the end of the day. So if it is indeed found that the manner in which you are conducting yourself and the manner in which you are communicating with other terrorist groups, if I may call them that, is in contravention of this act, then you are held to account and your fate will be that of prison. So we did see this case starting about 5 years ago, in which up until recently the judge then stepped in and said it's unlikely, or it's not lawful that these people should be awaiting trial prisoners for 5 years. Finalize this matter as soon as possible, or I'm going to throw this case out of court, in which we then saw a plea agreement being signed where the results are that they're going to spend some time in prison.
Right. And in fact, it's been 6 years. I mean, they've been locked up for 6 years, which is an incredible amount of time.
Yeah, I think in another way in which we should look at it, we should then say, what is then happening with our investigative arm of our law enforcement officers? What is then happening with the prosecution, the NPA? It is not right that the person is going to be awaiting trial for 6 years without the matter being heard. Section 35 of the Constitution states that one of the rights that are accrued to you as a citizen is that your trial must start and end within the shortest amount of time possible. So in this case, I do feel that there may have been a bit of recklessness when it came to our NPA, our law enforcement officers, and maybe they, in the course of trying to get a conviction at all costs, they may have maybe dropped a few charges or lessened the chances of getting a much more severe sentence rather than the one that they received.
Do we know details around the deal?
The details are not known. I'll guess that obviously it would have been shared by the court, because it's also the duty of the court to say even if there's a plea agreement, it still has to be assessed by the presiding officer, the judge in this case. And they have to feel that it's in line with what the intention of the act was. The participation in the remorse must be shown by the accused, must be of equivalent of saying, yes, I do admit to every crime that I've been alleged to have been done. This is what motivated me. These are the finer details. And at the end of the day, I'm prepared to be punished. But I think in this case, due to the nature of the crime being that of actively participating and not actually any active terrorism acts have been executed or performed, and there's no loss of life, it is probably what has caused them to get the lesser amount of sentence that they received. But at the end of the day, the scrutiny is still there. The judge still needs to satisfy himself that indeed they are telling the truth and that they'll be punished appropriately.
So we've got no idea how long they will still be in prison, if at all.
Certainly the time is going to be shortened, because the time in which they have been spent inside jail is awaiting trial prisoners will be counted in or factored in. Now, let's remember that the Correctional Services Act will then kick in, parole activities will then kick in, as the one-third or one-fifth of their sentence will make them eligible for parole. I don't think they're going to spend for more than a year in prison without being eligible for parole, but it should also depend on the nature of the crime and what are the feelings of the parole board and the manner in which they've conducted themselves while they were still in prison. Because you must also remember that the way in which you conduct yourself your cooperation with the prison warders, your cooperation in terms of wanting to participate in the various programs that are within the correctional facility is also taken into consideration.
Fascinating. Mpilolo Zikalala, founder and director of Zikalala Pty Limited. Thank you, as always, for chatting to us. We were trying to find out why the conviction of the Tulsi twins dragged on for so long.